body. For those who can slay and those who make brick out of clay. For those looking for status updates and those checking the maize market crates.
This is high-speed internet everywhere and for everyone. Welcome to the future. Welcome to the new Uganda. Dial *175# for Airtel Internet.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
We would like to say thank you to our listeners who contribute financially to keep programs like Turning Point on the air. Please note, all offers made during the programs are not administered by TWR, and listeners are advised to visit the Turning Point website as per the offer made. Directly to TWR so that program you are, please contact our audience relations office on Johannesburg 974-2885 or via SMS or WhatsApp on +27 72 641 4475. Sexual temptation and immorality are so common in our world. They've permeated our culture, our entertainment, even our churches. Today on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah explains that it wasn't much different in Solomon's day and shares his counsel on the wisdom of avoiding immorality. From the series Powerful Principles from Proverbs, here's David to introduce Proverbs About Purity.
Well, thank you for joining us. We are teaching the book of Proverbs from the Old Testament. And, of course, it's not the kind of book you can just start with chapter 1 and go verse by verse, because this is a collection of proverbs. And what we have done is we have categorized these proverbs. We've brought them together under subject titles. So we're going to talk about the Proverbs of Purity. And tomorrow we'll finish that up, and then we'll go to Proverbs about partners and Proverbs about parents and Proverbs about personal friendships. They're all over the book of Proverbs. We've collected them, and we're teaching them every day as we go through this series of messages called Powerful Principles from Proverbs. Today we're going to talk about one of the central themes of the book of Proverbs. It's surprising how much Solomon had to say about this. And that is this whole idea of moral purity. And it's never been more under attack than it is now. We've just been through all of these terrible allegations and convictions of people that we've known and maybe even followed all of our lives on television. And yet here in the scripture are the warnings we need and the challenges we need to conduct ourselves in a way so that we don't get caught in the trap. The book of Proverbs speaks of this as if, well, we're being entrapped by immorality. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He knows if he catches us there, he can ruin our influence and destroy our lives. You don't want to miss any of this teaching about purity from the book of Proverbs. And you can get all of this in writing in the study guide for this series. Powerful Principles from Proverbs is a brand new produced study guide with personal and group questions and leader's guide. You can get this from Turning Point by going to our website. There you will see it pictured. You can order it and have it sent right to your home. You may not get it before we're finished teaching, but then you'll have all of this in your hands. You will have the best set of notes you could ever have for this series sitting right on your shelf. And when you want to study it again or share it with somebody, it will be right there. And then don't forget, our resource for the month of January is the book, The Nehemiah Code, It's Never Too Late for a New Beginning by O.S. Hawkins. I'll tell you more about that after we're finished teaching, but right now, open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, and let's get started.
We live in a day when immorality seems to be the popular discussion in almost every venue, where it seems as if there's no place where it is not accepted. Christians argue for their immorality. Politicians openly and flagrantly express their immorality. Talk show hosts make it the brunt of their jokes. It filters down. It has an impact. It touches all of us whether we know it's happening or not. And yet the Word of God is very clear, and the book of Proverbs especially deals with the issues that affect us in this society in which we live. There are several extended passages in the book of Proverbs in the early part of the book where